Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump, jump.
The Boost is a jokester.
Good morning. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Thursday morning, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And you're not counting at home. We're a week away. A week away from the NFL draft, which comes your way next Thursday night down in Nashville. So that'll be a good time. As the rumors and ramblings and everything going on around the Arizona Cardinals and what they will do with the number one overall pick.
Yes.
We'll get to that here in a little bit, Taz, as we'll be joined by Jared Greenberg as well. Does a great job covering the National Basketball Association, SiriusXM, NBA Radio, NBA TV. Talk about the NBA playoffs, as we had three games last night, and all three teams that he expected to win, well, they went out there and they won. I mean, the Rockets won in impressive fashion. The Bucks won in impressive fashion. The Boston Celtics went on a 10-0 run down too late, went on a 10-0 run against Indiana to win that one 99-91. So Boston was able to turn it on when they needed to. And Indiana, clearly, as we discussed yesterday, clearly the Pacers missed Victor Oladipo in these spots, especially offensively. They weren't as stagnant as they were third quarter of game one, where they just dropped in 8 points for an NBA team in 12 minutes, which is stunning when you think about it. And they did have a lead late. Unfortunately, they were not able to close it out for them. And Boston leads that series two games to none. But you know, and that's where we begin. Not a case of reacting to one specific game in terms of, whoa, did you see this call or that call? Because there really wasn't all that much of that last night. I guess the thing to be impressed by early on here, if you were to look at one team, would be what the Houston Rockets are doing and how easily they're destroying the Utah Jazz. You know, the game was a laugher in the first quarter. At one point in time, I mean, it was a 20-point game. You know, and the Rockets, you know, dropped in 33 pretty quickly, leading that game 33-13 at one point in time, Taz. And the Rockets are a team that we all looked at the regular season, the offensive performance of James Harden and the streak of 30 points or more, which was remarkable. Whether or not they're good enough defensively, maybe this is a team that we, as we all talked about and focused in on, all the drama surrounding LeBron James and Lakers, everything going on with Kevin Durant and the Warriors. The future of KD, the brilliance of Golden State, are they going to repeat as champions once again? And maybe the Rockets, who last year, if Chris Paul did not suffer that hamstring injury, easily could have beat Golden State in the postseason. Maybe this is a team that a lot of people kind of forgot about a little bit out West, because what they've done the first two games here has sent a message to everybody, not just in the West, but in the rest of the NBA.
Absolutely. Harden looks unstoppable, Moose. I mean, he looks unstoppable. I mean, they got to do something. Somehow, Utah's got to do something D up on this guy. They just can't stop him worth of nothing. And the Rockets, to your point, went into their home building, Toyota Center, right there in Houston, and just dominated. And Harden with 32 points and 13 rebounds, 10 assists, played great. I mean, played great. You got to figure out a way to stop this guy, but I don't think that's going to happen. And it really is. I mean, and we've seen this throughout the year with Harden, the amount of points he's scoring, and you know, and but yet still, it's weird, right? He doesn't have that. He's a star. I'm not about to say he's not a star. I know he's a superstar. I get it. And I agree, and I know all that, but it still is not the same as like that buzz you would have on a LeBron or like a Kevin Durant or like even a Steph Curry. You agree? Or that you know what I mean? Like aura.
Well, you know? you don't. And a guy that, you know, there are going to be many NBA writers that are going to vote for him for NBA MVP, which I wouldn't do. I mean, I think Giannis. To me, it's...
I'm with you on that.
I think he's the MVP of the league.
I'm with you.
And with all the, you know, the offensive prowess of James Harden here during the regular season. But, yeah, you know what, Taz, it's almost like you look at James Harden and you nitpick, right? Mm. You nitpick his step back three and you say that's a travel. How do you not call that a travel? You nitpick and say that he's not a great defensive player, even though this year he has improved defensively. You nitpick about Harden, what he isn't, and I think some people don't really appreciate Harden, what he is. We all talk about Steph Curry and his ability to shoot the three. I'm not telling you he's as pure of a shooter as Steph Curry, Taz, but to play to your point, I feel like people like to poke at Harden more than any other superstar in the NBA instead of appreciating what he is. More so, and we're talking about a specific level of player, right? You're talking about a level of player that very few are in that category,
elite,
right?
Elite.
Right. You're looking at the top 10 or 12 players in the entire NBA, and James Harden is clearly one of those players. But you'd like to nitpick, people like to poke and prod and tell you what Harden can't do instead of appreciating what James Harden can do.
I know, and I agree. And that's the thing. I can't put my finger on it. I guess it is just a nitpicking thing. And he a lot of times during the year he wasn't moving the ball. I mean, his assist to
people call him ball hog.
Totally. I mean, last night everybody say he had like 10 assists. So I mean, that's cool. I mean, and I don't know. He's been clutch for them. He's just been dominant. The Jazz just look like, I mean, Donovan Mitchell. I mean, he had 11 points. I mean, like that's like Rubio had 17. But the Jazz don't look. There's no gas there. There's nothing there. And the Rockets are just rolling them.
Well, and if they're not able to slow them down, I mean, Houston led that game 39-19 at the end of the first quarter.
Right.
And if the Utah Jazz are not able to control tempo and control pace and limit what Houston does offensively, Taz, they're going to lose. I mean, because they don't have the offensive firepower to go toe-to-toe with the Houston Rockets. When
they don't.
When the Rockets are draining threes and they shot 40% from behind the arc. Got to remember, they took 42 three-pointers last night. So when they're shooting the ball like that and shoot nearly, 41% from behind the arc, they're going to win that basketball game.
Right.
I mean, it's just as easy as that. You've got to do a better job defensively of getting out on their shooters for Houston, limiting the turnovers for the Utah Jazz as well, and making sure, and they turned the ball over 12 times last night, and making sure Houston's not able to get into the rhythm of their type of basketball game, which, we mentioned it before the series started, Taz. It's going to be offense against defense, which gives, right?
Right,
and right now, through the first two games, I mean, the Houston Rockets offense has overwhelmed what Utah defensively wants to try and do under Quinn Snyder.
Yeah, no, I know. And like I said a second ago, I mean, I just feel like it's just going to be Barrel City. They're just barreling over the Jazz with no problemo here. I mean, yesterday was I watched a good chunk of the game early on, and it's like I think like a lot of people I moved on after. I mean, after that first period, it was 39-19 after the first. I mean, it was like crazy. It was all Rockets all the way. So yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see if Harden can stay hot, because he's been hot like all year, and he's hot into the postseason here.
No, he is. They led the game at half 70-44.
See, that's a horrible look for the NBA.
Right.
That is
in an opening round season. And I know everybody makes a run in the NBA, not against a team of the caliber of the Houston Rockets, not when they're at home. And they didn't get outscored in the third and fourth quarter. I get that. But still, that game was pretty much over.
Yeah.
At that stage, you can make the argument you could flip that game over off at 39-19. But with the dominance here of the Houston Rockets and with everything going on in Golden State with the Warriors, with the news that Boogie Cousins with that torn quad, and we said it at the time, before the news officially came out, looking at that picture that was a torn quad, and they feared that it was, that he is in essence, done for the rest of the postseason. I mean, maybe, but he's going to, he's pretty
surgery,
much,
which is good.
But I mean, he's not coming back.
No, he's not coming back.
A guy of his size with that kind of an injury, what's going to take time for him to heal, which you had mentioned when that story first came out earlier in the week, Taz. So you look at this Golden State team, are they a team that's kind of, ripe for the picking? We saw them blow a 31-point lead against the Los Angeles Clippers. When have you ever seen a Golden State team, when they're minding their P's and Q's defensively, blowing a 31-point lead at home and lacking that kind of focus in the NBA playoffs? I mean, is that a precursor and a sign of things to come? Well, I'll tell you this. There's no lack of focus in Houston. So if you're looking at the Rockets here and with the way that Harden played in the regular season and this Houston team, if we got all caught up on the Golden State Warriors, kind of forgotten about the Houston Rockets. And if you look at this Golden State team with, you know, the kind of red flag we saw in that game against the Clippers, is this now a team that's ripe for the picking?
Right. Well, it could be, and especially because, like you mentioned about Cousins, you know, the thing is, he's also a part of a good emotional player on that team, and now he's out of it. These players might be a little dejected by it. We've heard some drama, like always, out of Golden State early in the year, you know, with Draymond, and KD and all that stuff, but that seems to blow over, seemed to have blown over. But, you know, I find it fascinating, though, you know, that this is a game. Like, if you're the NBA, you look at this game, the potential of this series going into, you know, where it's the Rockets versus Golden State, to the point you're making. That could almost be because of the star power. I know it's not possible. The finals, right? Because of the star power in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With Paul and with Harden and all that stuff and Curry and KD and all this jazz. But it's not. It's going to be just the next round. And then one of them is going to be gone. I would assume it's going to be Houston, but you never know. Maybe they've got that momentum going, the positive way, meaning the Rockets, and where it's tied right now, Clippers and Warriors 1-1, as you know. And now this thing with Cousins, maybe this hurts Golden
State. Yeah, I mean, push comes to shove, Taz. I still look at it and think it's the Warriors' conference to lose, right? Mm-hmm. So I still give the champ all the respect in the world. I'm not going to tell you that. You know, I still think maybe the lack of defensive intensity, they're going to have enough games to beat Golden State. I kind of always went by the mantra, okay, you can beat Golden State in a night. Now, can you beat them four times in seven games?
Well, that's the trick. That's the tough part.
Right, that's the difficult part. So, I mean, that is difficult for any team to think, as talented as Golden State is with as we know, the names, Thompson and Curry and Draymond Green and Kevin Durant, to think that those guys are going to lose four times in seven games. So it's still difficult to believe. But I'll pose the question this way, Taz. As we discussed a lot about LeBron James, we had a number of callers yesterday saying, you know, whether or not they, you know, miss LeBron in the postseason, don't miss LeBron in the postseason. You know, not a same question, but kind of similar in nature. When you look at Golden State, you know, are you a fan of watching greatness, or do you think it's time to freshen up the look? You know, the NBA Finals is going to be freshened up right now because there's not going to be a LeBron James coming out of the Eastern Conference, right? And LeBron didn't make it to the postseason with the Lakers. So LeBron's run of making it to the NBA Finals with whatever team, whether it be the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Miami Heat, has come to an end. So that gets freshened up. Do you think, you know, do you root for a complete freshening of the NBA Finals?
Right.
Or do you like to watch the champ get taken down
Two-time
on the ultimate
defending
stage?
Champs, right?
Yeah, do you like to watch the champ get taken down on the ultimate stage?
Option two. Let me see the champs get taken down
on the ultimate stage.
On ultimate stage by maybe the Young Bucks, pun intended. Maybe it's Milwaukee or something like that. I would. I think that's cool. I would like to see. I got a dog in the fight in my 76ers. We'll see what happens with them. But the thing is, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it's like the Patriots. It's like everybody roots against the Patriots because the Patriots just are dominant and win all the time. So most sports fans or football fans, they're going to root against the Patriots even if their team's not in the Super Bowl or AFC Championship or whatever, because people want to see the greatness, the traditional greatness teams lose a lot of times. I'm one of those guys. So I'd rather not see Golden State advance here to the championship as always and potentially get a third championship. I'd rather see two new teams, or you know what I mean?
I'm confused. So you'd rather see Golden State not make it to the finals?
I thought, but
Milwaukee, that would be in the NBA Finals.
So that's what I'm talking about,
the finals.
That's
okay.
Right. I misunderstood you. I thought you. So you're saying in the next round?
No. What I'm saying is, would you rather see Golden State not part of the NBA Finals? Because we opened up the conversation talking about Rockets. Right. So would you like to see the Rockets take down Golden State and have a brand new finals where you have Harden and the Rockets taking on, whether it be the 76ers, Celtics, Raptors, or Bucks, whoever might be coming out of the East? Or would you like to see Golden State, because they have been the dominant theme, they have been the dominant talking point, would you rather see Golden State in those NBA Finals? It's very similar when you look at, you know, in what you did for 30 years when you look at wrestling, right? Are you there? Are you a fan of Hulk Hogan? Are you not a fan of Hulk Hogan?
Are you tired of seeing John Cena?
Right.
On top?
Are you tired? Right. Are you tired of seeing that? I mean, you know, as I dated myself, but I mean, Taz, are you tired of seeing the guy? Do you want to see some fresh faces? Do you want to see some new blood? Do you want to see some new energy? Do you want to see the Rockets getting there, or would you rather see Golden State because you have respect for the dominant? See, I think you go one of two ways. I love watching greatness, even though it bothered me I couldn't stand him at the end. But I had an ultimate respect for Michael Jordan. You've mentioned I grew up a Knicks fan, right? And Michael Jordan used to torture the Knicks.
And
Patrick Ewing, and when he was a member of the Chicago Bulls. So, you know, those days, you know, but when they got to the NBA Finals, I did appreciate what they did and how they accomplished it.
Yeah. And I was the same way with the Yankees. Excuse me. Same with the Yankees. I wasn't a Yankee fan. I grew up a Met fan, but watching the Yankees' greatness for so many years, I respected it. No, but I'd rather have seen the finals, two new teams. You know, give me Houston and give me the Sixers or give me the Bucks. So I'd rather see that.
Do you think the NBA wants to see that?
No, they want star power like the Warriors.
Even if you have a star like Harden, even if you have, I mean, the argument would be easy. They don't want to see Denver. All due respect, and that's not gonna light up the country, Taz.
No.
But you look at Houston and what they are. We'll get to your nasal drip here momentarily. But with Houston, at least you have Harden. At least you have Mike D'Antoni searching for that NBA championship. There are some intriguing storylines there in Houston for the Rockets.
Yes.
But they don't have as many stars. That's have a big star in Harden, but they don't have as many stars as Golden State.
That's what I was about to say, which you just took words out of my mouth. That's why I think the NBA would rather Golden State, because they're proven – they'd be going for their third title, and they got all that star power, as opposed to the Rockets, where it's more or less two stars, you know, Harden and Paul, you know. So that's how I would look at it. I would think if the NBA, if they had their druthers and who they'd want in there, I would think definitely Golden State, because it's comfort. Me, I'd rather see two new teams in there. Even if Mikey B's Nets beat my Sixers, I'd rather see, let me see the Nets advance. That'd be great. They're a fun team to watch, you know, and a different team on the West Side. Portland could be that team.
Yeah, Portland. I mean, they could be. That would be a tough sell. If you're gonna ask me, Adam Silver in Portland,
hear that, did you?
No, I did hear. Take it all in stride, though.
I'm struggling in stride, bro.
No, I understand.
Segment came in quick enough for me to just guzzle water.
All right.
Oh, dude, you know what it is? I got this nasal drip thing going.
I know that. I know.
And I have to go. I have like some kind of an infection in my chest with all of this drip. And snot that's
well,
sitting in the middle
understand.
Of my
well,
chest.
You should have went to the doctor.
I'm going.
It's been 4 days.
I know, bro. You're right. But I try to battle through.
No, but yeah,
I have
not
to
working.
Go to the doctor.
We said that earlier
right,
in the week.
Brother. You're right.
Well, at some point in time, when it's not working, you got to go to the doctor.
I'm okay. Yeah. All right. And no one here cares about me except you. These other guys don't care about me. So at least I know you care because you're giving me the proper advice. And I will.
I gave it to you earlier in the week. Good luck with that.
I need to get some kind of a. What do you call that? Antibiotic.
Yes.
To help break this
up. I would
up.
Agree with that.
And then I'll be on the air and I'll sound, the beautiful voice tones like you and I always have.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
I want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's Taz, it's Moose. You're rooting for the Rockets coming out of the West. Are you a Golden State guy? Do you want to see the Warriors make it back to the NBA Finals? How impressed have you been by Houston? We'll react to what transpired up in B-Town. React what transpired in the dominance shown by the Milwaukee Bucks at home against the Detroit Pistons. We'll get into all that and more next. It's Taz and Moose on a Thursday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. All right, it is Taz and the Moose with you right here on this Thursday morning. CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes could save 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's go. We've been talking here about the Warriors and about Houston and all the stuff and what's going to happen in the NBA playoffs here. Let's go down to Alabama. Talk to Jeremiah. I was listening on radio.com. Jeremiah, what's up? You're on with Taz and Moose.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Jeremiah?
I just want to say that I think Boogie going down probably was a blessing to the Warriors because, to me, you know, Boogie, you know, as you say, Taz, Mr. Slow Beat Jones, you know, I don't think he can get out and transition like the Warriors, like the run. We know last year that was a firepower with them being able to, you know, get up and down the floor and transition. I think Boogie kind of like slowed that down a little bit. So I think with him being down, I think that probably helped him, you know, speed up their pace of play. So just my opinion.
Right. So, I mean, Jeremiah, in essence, you think the Cousins injury is actually a blessing in disguise because Golden State could get back to being Golden State?
That's just what I think. I might be wrong. Hey, I'm just a guy who's staying in Alabama, man. You know,
no, I mean, but Jeremiah, you're not. Listen, you know, it's kind of a thought that's been thrown out there that a lot of people do believe that guys can then go back into the roles. I mean, where you're not. You're not playing the back to the basket, get the ball into the post of DeMarcus Cousins, where he's going to slow you down offensively to what you want to do. In essence,
we appreciate
it,
Jeremiah.
You know, Kevin Durant's going to have the ball in his hands more. If you're going to go down, it's going to be Durant, it's going to be Thompson, it's going to be those guys and Steph Curry shooting the ball from the outside.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I get that. I get it. And you might be right. I mean, you're throwing DeMarcus Cousins, as good of a player as Cousins is, sometimes he doesn't necessarily fit systems or fit teams.
Right. No, could be. Jeremiah could be onto something. I have a question that has nothing to do with the Golden State Warriors. What's the update on the pancakes? There were pancakes brought in today. It's an odd thing. I brought pancakes for those that don't realize, meaning you, the audience. And I brought my whey protein pancakes in for the team. And I don't see a lot of people, unlike last time, a couple of people... Mike has his. Pete has his. Moose, I don't think you
I don't have any yet.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. Not just you, Moose. A lot of people usually clamor for this, and today it's a little bit of a slow... It's usually a clamoring. It's a slow roll today.
I can't speak for everybody.
I told Andrew. Andrew,
he's looking at me, I think, in this. I just...
Because I went over to Andrew.
You just didn't feel like him.
I went over to you, and I said, hey, buddy.
Yeah, the other day when you...
There's pancakes, and you're like, yeah, okay, great, thanks. I'm like, wow.
The last time you brought them in, for some reason, I was starving that morning, so I ate them immediately. Today, I'm not hungry yet, so I have not opened them up yet.
Wow. Usually, you know how it is. Like, a lot of folks around here, not naming names, they usually delve right into things with the food, free food. Did you? Oh, by the way, side note, I asked you to do me a favor. Did you get a chance to mention to Jerry Recco?
He is in studio.
He wasn't in studio. I looked outside. He was out of the studio when I looked outside.
Oh, when I looked over, he wasn't there. I was supposed to
bring us all into the conversation.
Yeah. No, I was supposed to tell Jerry to have pancakes as well.
Oh, that Jerry could have pancakes as well.
Because Jerry likes the pancakes. He asks me on a regular basis for these pancakes. Hey, Taz, you have any pancakes? Let me check my backpack, Jerry. Hang on a second.
There's much pressure you put on people taking pancakes.
Right. I'm nervous.
It's almost uncomfortable. Like, I'd rather not.
It's uncomfortable.
I'd rather not get the text that you're bringing food in, because if you don't take a piece of the food, then it's almost like you're viewed as a malcontent.
I did get a little anxiety when I saw
that. Well, not just that.
I don't normally do a big group text unless yesterday.
Well,
yesterday you did.
You sent out a text. I got pancakes. So that means Mrs. Taz cleaned out the freezer and said, get rid of these.
Mm-hmm.
And Taz is like, I'll bring them in and throw them at the... And then Taz wants to look at, like, he's basically like the Pied Piper of pancakes walking in and delivering the sack like Santa Claus on Christmas morning.
How about the turndown of the pancakes?
No, but if you then don't take the pancakes...
Immediately upon
your arrival, you're like viewed as a malcontent.
And I don't know about you, Moose, but when the text came in, I read it as, don't eat anything from this text forward. So you were ready
joked
for pancakes
around
in the
morning. Pancakes were from 14. What year are they from?
That was a joke. Yeah,
what year are they from? No, no. What year are they really
from? This year. They were from like 2 weeks ago. Dude.
Oh,
they're not,
yeah.
They've been from. I wouldn't do that.
Real good.
No, but the thing is.
Well, you believe that the freezer can hold all.
It's a time machine.
Yeah, well, the type of freezer we have, it preserves your food. It's not your basic freezer.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
God bless.
It's a preserver in there. Besides
so it's a preservery.
Yeah, a preservery. Right. And it's a spindle preservery.
Smoking pancakes for winter.
Spigot to put a pig on with the heat.
Well, last time
it's like a freezer spigot.
I mean, but last time it's a case of if you don't eat the pancakes immediately right away, they turn into cardboard.
Right.
Well,
so
that's the truth.
You have to time it out to where you heat up the pancakes and then wolf them down as they're flaming hot immediately down your throat, or else they basically it's like chewing on a piece of paper.
And that's the truth. And the thing is,
and every pancake, regardless of flavor, tastes the same.
They all do taste the same. They could
it could be Fruit Loops, blueberry, chocolate,
banana,
vanilla. They all end up tasting the same.
Today was the first time, not just that the people here didn't delve into the pancakes quick, and I'm a little surprised at that.
Get me the pancakes, Mike. I'll eat them right now. Go get them for me.
But they're frozen. You can't eat them. You'll be at the dentist
in about an hour. And then what happens is somebody actually turned down pancakes.
Who is
to my face
stupid enough to do that?
Well, our boss, who said he's got eggs. He doesn't want them.
Well, "Oh, boss, Mr. Chernoff looks." He says, "Wow, what do we got here? Pancake?" And I started selling the pancakes. I'm giving him the whole bit, the whey protein. It's good for you. It's healthy. And he's a healthy. He eats healthy. He runs. Mm. He trains. And then he goes, "Oh, no, thanks."
Yeah, he passed.
He just, I'm like,
"Try to bother you."
And then I kept coming back at him. He's like, "No, I'm good."
I pass.
And then he moved on. He moved on. That's exactly right.
I'm like, wow. And I looked at Moose. Moose is like, "I don't know what to tell you, Taz."
Taz, he doesn't want pancakes. And not everyone wants pancakes.
Yeah, well, the group text went out. And it's rare. I don't think I've ever... If I had Billy's number, he would have been on there, too.
Now, if you tell me that you brought in,
real pancakes?
12 orders of pancakes from IHOP, they'd all be gone.
Yeah.
Well, these right. are more of a health...
I'm Zach, to get who voices our three, would basically be bathing in the syrup.
Well, Zach's not eating anything with whey protein.
Right.
To be honest.
Thank and the last time I ate them, my stomach was like,
Yeah. You had a little oxygen? Not
no, no, oxygen. No, well, stomach.
There's
was
movement
very,
when you eat
they're
them.
Very heavy.
Well, they're,
and then you're very gassy.
It's because of the...
You're very gassy.
Dirty.
It's because of the fiber.
Right.
I don't tell people the fiber. There's a lot of fiber in it.
So then are they pancakes?
They are pancakes. Well, it's basically eating whole wheat grain.
Yeah, and they're like fiber bricks.
Kosher garnishes or varnishes.
Remember that SNL skit, Colon Blow? Here's the pancake version of that.
Blow out at yucca flats,
So after that experience, I'm like, when you sent out the... You notice I did not respond, even to the year or anything about the pancakes.
Yeah, we call that a no-sell. But
I laid low.
And then you came
I was hoping that there'd be enough that they would be gone before I walked in the building.
No, but then you did come back with a thank you, Taz, which I
did. I was just being respectful.
Well, it was very disingenuous.
It was just being respectful.
Andrew was the last one. Not that I keep an eye on who responds how quick. Right. Andrew was the last one to respond. Look at my
right. Yeah, Taz, you don't keep. Yeah, that's all you are.
Let's see who's next to respond.
Right.
All right.
Timestamps and all.
Yeah, Pete the Body responded quickly. So did Mike. You know. All right, well, that's that.
Let it play out a little.
Well, listen, I'll go get some. What do we have out there? Blueberry?
We got blueberry
chocolate.
Today. We got, what's left?
Fruit
Mike,
Loops?
What'd you grab? I've got Fruit Loops, yeah.
I grabbed a blueberry. It looks great.
You want to read the nutrition chart before
No, we're good. Okay. We're good. Right, we know they're healthy. We know they're healthy. Come on. All right, come on, Bogus. Go ahead.
All right, thanks, guys.
This is like, come on. That's crazy.
I mean, right.
Here's your report, sponsored by Live.
Make sure to heat up that syrup too.
Nation.
Well, that's the key, right?
I know, Taz. You told me that last time.
Live Nation. Live Nation, this summer, Shinedown is hitting the road on their Attention World Tour, and special guests Bad Flower, Dinosaur Pileup, and Broken Hands. Get your tickets now at livenation.com. The NHL playoffs have already lost the top overall seed. Now they're in danger of losing number one in the West.
Gabriel Landeskog brings it in. Landeskog right down Broadway. Far side Soderberg. Rats in. One-timer. Score!
Cakes for everybody. Connor McGehee, Avalanche Radio. Colorado erasing a 2-0 third period deficit, beating the Flames 3-2 in overtime on that goal from Mikko Rantanen. The Flames now in a 3-1 hole. The Bruins outscored the Leafs in Toronto 6-4. The Stars down the Predators 5-1. Boston, Dallas tying those series at 2. In the NBA, as you guys just went through, the Rockets pounded the Jazz again, 118-98. That's two wins by 52 points. James Harden with 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. The Bucks dumped the Pistons, 120-99. Milwaukee was down 1 at halftime. Giannis, Bledsoe, Middleton all had 20-point games. The Bucks now lead 2-0. The only drama last night was in Boston.
Jaylen Brown up the left side has to step on Collison. He's going to take it all the way. Kick to the corner for a Tatum three.
Oh, bang.
Spectacular.
Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell, Celtics Radio, Jason Tatum's go-ahead three with 50 seconds left, igniting a game-ending 10-zip run. Boston stealing a 99-91 W from Indy for a 2-0 series lead. New Pelicans executive VP of basketball operations, David Griffin, said yesterday that head coach Alvin Gentry is keeping his job and that he'll talk soon with Anthony Davis about maybe rescinding his trade demand. Mind your business, Kawhi. Plan accordingly. Your NFL team now knows its schedule. We're getting a lot of the Browns early. 3 primetime games in the first 5 weeks. 4 total for a franchise that made 11 appearances total over the last 10 seasons in primetime. Our friends at the AAF filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy yesterday, claiming the league has $11 million in assets and $48 million in liabilities. The Oakland A's snapped the Astros' 10-game win streak to 1, Cleveland extending Seattle's skid to 6, 1-0, and the Yankees kept the Red Sox struggling 5-3. Brett Gardner, the go-ahead grand slam in the 7th. Boston is 6-13, the worst start from the World Series champ since the 98 Marlins opened at 5-14. And LSU AD Joe Oliva stepping down to take another position within the university. Texas A&M Scott Woodward, who graduated from LSU, expected to replace Oliva. Guys?
Hello, Peter.
All right. Okay.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Bogus.
We should promote that you're doing a draft special, you and Amy.
Amy Lawrence and myself, yes.
Yeah. Oh, next Thursday. Wow, look at Andrew.
Yes,
like, whoa,
next
whoa,
Thursday night at, like, at 8 o'clock.
Yes. Back on mic.
This is public knowledge now.
It is public knowledge now, yes.
Just Moose and Amy.
Yes. Taz has got a family obligation, so he's not able to join the party. And I did the show last year together, so... It's going to be Amy and I next Thursday night, but I'll be back with you on Friday morning.
Yes, you will, sir. You and I will talk about the draft the next day. But yeah, on the draft day, you and Amy, you guys
8 to midnight. Yeah.
8 to midnight. Amy mentioned it on her show, I believe, right? That you guys are doing this. I think she did before us. I believe she did. Yes, she did. I'm getting some nods of hands.
Mike, hello?
Yes.
Okay,
is.
Thank you, Mike.
Hi.
Thank
I'll
you.
Also be there.
The microphone's in front of you. Just use it whenever you like.
That's what you got to do, Mike.
Hi, hello.
Hello. How are you doing,
there
sir?
You go. Very
Andrew,
nice.
You said you'll be there?
In voice only. Like last year, you had to hear Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I remember that.
Quarterback.
I had a lot of fun.
Alabama.
And then there were some picks. Then there are some picks of guys that aren't expected to go in the first round, and there's nothing.
Maybe that happens.
I
would even call in or Skype in. That would make no sense. You're not doing video. Why would I Skype in?
No, there's video. See you later.
There's not video. No, there's no video. Stop. This guy. Just go away, Andrew. You know what? Don't come back. Go eat a pancake.
Minka Fitzpatrick, quarterback, right. Alabama.
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. You guys are going to do a great job. And I wish I could, but you're right. I do have a family obligation. It just didn't work out.
I think it'd be tough for you to call in while you're dealing with your family.
Yeah, I don't think my wife would.
That'd be a tough spot.
And the people around
me. Hey, let me go talk about the Bills draft choice.
Yeah. Amy, let's call Taz and see what he thinks about this.
All right.
You guys are going to do a great job. Yeah. I wish we could do it together. I wish I could. But you guys are going to do a great job. It's 8
next
to midnight,
Thursday,
right?
8 to midnight next Thursday night right here on CBS Sports Radio. All of our great affiliates across the country will be doing an NFL draft special. Correct.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah.
All the first-round picks.
I'll listen to the podcast version of the next day.
Nice. Thank you, Taz.
I'm at the gym on the elliptical. I'll be locked into you and Amy.
Right.
After I did a show with you about the draft, I'll listen to you guys pre-draft.
So you'll listen to us go pick by pick the night before after you and I do the draft show the next day.
Yes.
Exactly. Just to be more prepared for the future.
That's I love football.
Listen, that's intense right there.
Good thinking.
See, you know me.
You are into it right there.
It's called being dialed in.
But I appreciate it. Yeah, well, you'll be missed, but next Friday we'll have a bang-up show as we always
do. Yes, we
Monday
will,
through Friday,
man.
Right here.
Sir.
On 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking a lot about the NBA. We'll get into certainly the NFL as the schedule got released last night. We're going to do that coming your way at the top of the hour. Couple things. Yankees unveiling a new twist in their locker room, in their clubhouse. We'll get to that. And Gronk impacting the Vince Lombardi trophy. What do we mean by that? We'll get into that next.
It's Taz. Tough stuff too, buddy.
And a BCS. Yes.
Trying to help you out.
We'll get into it all.
Trying to help you out.
Thank you, Taz. I'm glad you looked at the rundown.
Well, I have a problem. We're going to get into this. I have a problem with the BCS the way it's...
It's the producers. Don't worry. We're going to hit the BCS. We've got a BCS for you as well.
I got a problem.
It's Taz. It's Moose. It's a Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler, RVD. Just want to let you know, you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Good old disco.
That's definitely
the world's best, including Dustin Johnson, Francisco Molinari, Bryson DeChambeau, and Jordan Spieth.
Head to beautiful Hilton Head Island for the RBC Heritage this weekend only on CBS.
I have a question. How many words a minute can you type? Dude, I was just watching you type before. Dude, it's like lightning.
No, I'm not
it's
really.
Pretty fast, dude.
I got. Yeah. I don't even know. I'm not, like, I wish I could go a little quicker. No.
Man, do you have a clock? How many
I've
words?
Never done, no. Like a stenographer?
Yeah. Mike, are you a fast typer?
Average. Yeah. Not bad,
but not
great.
You and Mike. Like, I bet you Andrew, because he's very nerdy. He's probably a fast typer. Bogus. Mm. We do a competition, you and Andrew, and we'll time how many words, so we'll count the words per minute. Because, Moose, you're pretty quick, dude.
Am I quick? I don't even know.
To me, I mean, I'm one figure Jones. You know what I mean? Ding. Bang, boom,
well, but you're kind of, I mean, you're very slow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
sir.
That's a drop.
It's a compliment.
Thank you. I
appreciate
that.
No, as a typer. You know what I meant, dude. I'm not talking about you slow mentally.
All fans down south like that one, right? He just said that to that Yankee right there.
No, as a typer. You just said you're one finger Jones.
Yeah, I am. But, you listen.
It would be a magical finger.
This is, Anyway, yeah. So I'm not.
I did listen. What do you mean I didn't listen?
Very, very fast.
How did I not listen?
You type very fast. You do. I mean, yes, I know I'm slow, as you just said. But yes,
as a typer,
Moose, please, it's okay, bro. I know. I get it. Shtick. I get the shtick. Okay. No problem.
It's no shtick.
You're a very good typer. I'm very impressed. You know, my bad. I shouldn't have brought it up. It's no problem.
What do you mean?
Well, because I don't want to, tell people how good of a type you are. And, next, people are like, we over nation. They make comments, stuff like that, because they get jealous at times.
Yes, I know.
Better at something than me.
Right, I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
To we over nation every time. I'm always battling with them day in and day out.
I wish you embraced them more. Okay,
I do embrace.
Look at me like John from Jersey, right? That John's your guy, right? And John now is my guy. I mean, that's it, because that's called team. Right.
Well, I have embraced We Over Nation.
A little bit, you have some.
No,
of them.
They enjoy.
Them.
They enjoy. Well, come on. Some of them you can't embrace.
Oh, see, there you go.
Mark. That's fair.
Guys are unbelievable.
Is that not true?
Well, I think you can say it about anyone, not just We Over Nation.
Wait, hold on. I mean, let's be real.
Here we go.
I mean, I befriended Pete Gass with you and I. Right?
Pete Gass is not part of the We Over Nation.
No, I know he's not. I know, but
you see, there was some stuff with him and Lee Mean yesterday.
Did you see that? Yes, I did.
No, did you see it?
I did. But we're going back at it a little bit, right? In terms of, Pete Gass, Pete helped me out with some people. He knows some construction guys up in Stanford, and they're great. Pete's a great guy, right?
Yeah, he's okay.
Right. So, but here's the deal. You're saying that all of We Over Nation's not embraceable. Meanwhile, you introduced me to Pete, and I had Pete's cell number before you did.
Yeah,
which is strange.
He was texting me yesterday. Then he pulled this routine yesterday.
Well, he was texting me yesterday afternoon too about yesterday's show and about you reaching out to him me getting hot.
There we go.
And everything.
Well, because
I'm like Pete. I go, listen. It's like World War III at the house.
Yeah,
I mean, like
I got kids running.
He's like segment three of the show this morning.
Yeah,
I'm like, Pete, Jesus.
Pete Gass is getting a little full of himself lately. And this is part of the reason why I didn't want him to have my phone number. I like the guy and all.
Well, he's got his own open.
Yeah, he's got an open now.
Yeah, him and John from Orange.
Yeah,
two callers, two legendary callers to Taz and the Luth. They got their own opens.
We
got to
be careful with that. I mean, maybe we can hear Pete Gass's openness.
And now, it's Pete Gass.
Yeah. We should have included his finishing move, the gas mask.
The gas mask. Well, you know,
which you didn't even know.
I didn't know. And did you see the video when I wrestled Pete Gass that he actually called me Tiz years ago? And then he mentioned that he's going to beat me with the gas mask. And, of course, he was unsuccessful in that. And I, choked out him or pinned somebody. I beat them all three, the Mean Street Posse. I don't even know who I beat. Didn't matter. But that was done in Baltimore, by the way. That show. That was
that,
in the old
that was down in Baltimore.
Yeah, that was in the Baltimore. You know how I know that? If you looked at that video of Pete Gass and the Mainstream Posse, you see there was by like this spiral. Lee Mean put it out. There's like a spiral staircase, which is kind of odd. You got to look at Twitter to see this, Moose. That's the only arena.
I wasn't looking at the staircase in the background. I apologize.
Well, usually most arenas don't have a spiral staircase like it's 1972 in a penthouse. But they have that at the Baltimore Arena. I don't know what they call it now, but whatever the Baltimore Arena
is. All right.
Yeah, I just figured I'd share that with all friends down in Crab Country.
It's amazing you remember that, but you don't remember that Chef Mike brought us in food.
Well, you know what? You're right. And it's
like, have you ever had chicken fried steak?
And yeah, sometimes.
We had somebody deliver it and handed me to it at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, something
really?
More memorable
Where?
Than others. I mean, you know, I know. I didn't remember.
You're talking about shot. Chef Mike's ears just fell off.
Like, oh, why?
No, I mean, that is a shot across the bow
The thing is, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's fine.
Everyone's good.
I'll embrace him a little bit more. I do regret. I'll say it again. I regret him having my number. Okay? And for him to text you and say, Taz reached out to me. That's like him putting himself over. That's like him saying, like, I reached out to him. No, I texted him.
Well, then he started busting my chops. It wasn't the conversation.
Oh, you guys
wasn't,
are buddies.
No, then
you
he started busting like, my chops.
Yeah, you
know, no, but I was like, listen, you can bust my. I don't care. That's fine. You're saying that you got hot under the collar about something like yesterday. No, maybe last week.
Pete should go count his money.
I think it was Tuesday of last week.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a tough
Pete
show.
Go count his money. Look at the spiral staircase.
I know. I see. Taz, I watched it. I saw it. I know.
So he said he's going to beat me. You didn't beat me, Pete. How about that? Neither did your partners. Yeah. I'm getting hot about something from 15
We got
years
a good
ago.
BCS coming your way in a little bit here. And we're going to do NBA stars in the really NBA stars to try and who's got the most pressure to get their team to the NBA finals, correct?
Yeah, I know. That's right. But here's the thing, bro. Are
East,
we doing this now? What do you want to do?
Joel Embiid, no. Kyrie Irving,
okay, no.
Giannis.
No.
No, we don't have enough time.
Okay.
We're not going to do
that's
that
fine.
Right now.
I want to say something about this, and I have a problem here, Mike. Like I mean, BCS, you know, it's part of what we do here, and I love it. I love the segment. You guys know that. But the thing is, it's becoming confusing lately. Okay, why wouldn't it just be a BCS where it's like we have these three players, Irving, you know, Giannis, and Embiid, and you bench cut start those guys. It's not that now. Now it's like, okay, well, who has the most pressure? So now I got to do a BCS of the most pressure in my BCS for these three athletes?
Yeah.
If you didn't like it, you could have told me last night or this morning.
Don't get hot, bro.
I'm not getting hot, and I respect your opinion. If that's how you feel about it, I'm listening to you, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying it's a little confusing here.
I was just using it in reference because they're in the playoffs right now, and I thought it made sense time-wise.
Well, let me ask the quarterback. Moose, so what is the deal here? Are we going to do a BCS on Embiid, Irving, and Giannis of who you want to bench cut start out of this thing, or who has the most pressure?
No, most pressure.
Damn, that's just too many layers, man.
No, that's good.
It's simple.
No, that opens up different talking points. I like that. Who's got the most pressure?
Well,
it could be
like
pressure
it.
For different reasons. You could
like
look at the Bucks because they were
like
the number one seed.
No, you like it.
No, no,
like
you could look at the Bucks being number one seed. You look at Joel Embiid because the team is all in. You could look at Kyrie Irving because he's hitting contract year. He went up to Boston for that to be his franchise coming off. There's a lot of ways you can go in terms of which superstar for which respective team has got the most pressure.
All right. She's so cool. I got it. No problem.
What do you mean? There's a lot
because
of different levels.
If I don't
levels.
Like it, you like it. If I like
no,
it,
no,
you
that's
wouldn't
not
like
true.
It. Come on.
That's not true.
Come on. Stop.
That's not true.
Come on. I know the routine here.
There's no routine. There's
bad.
No.
It's too much. Just because Mike, you know, because otherwise Mike then will be sitting in the corner crying.
Taz, you think I'm like working in the room like it's 1950 Vegas. Like, no. You know, no, the tuxedo's not, the tie's not loosened.
Henny Youngman now.
I don't have, I don't have a scotch in my hand and a cigarette.
Piano Ball Jones.
With the slick back hair, you know, the grease in my hair and whatever. No, I'm not playing a role. I'm just telling you, no, I think it works. I think that works.
All right. Well, I guess we have to do it now.
But, I mean, we instead of maybe we were focused on the pancakes before the show. Who was eating them and who wasn't?
During the break, by the way, is there an update on that? We have anything?
No.
Drew Graham,
I don't see anything. I didn't take a pair. No. They're still out there. They're not. I wouldn't say they're flying off the shelves.
Ah, that's not right.
What update?
Well, I just want to know if they were. I'm hoping they're all gone.
So Jerry took one.
There's like, oh, he did. There you go. Very
thanks.
Nice.
No, because I carried the bag in. I had to bring the bag in from outside. I put time into this.
We appreciate it. Thank you,
Cass.
I had
to put them in the bag.
I know.
And walk with this bag.
My God. The days must be long when you leave here. They really must be. When do you rest?
Never, bro. No sleep.
No, when do you sleep? When do you take a nap? Right after the show?
I try to think of that. Unless Mike's texting me about something.
Rest the mind a little bit.
Taz Booth, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.